97 won the ticket. It is the Valenti Show with Rico. I am Michael Steven Stone in for Michael Valenti.
Never knew your middle name was Steven.
Yes. I used to get my union checks mixed up. Steve Stone, the former pitcher who's the Cubs and White Sox now, right, analyst. His name is Steven Michael Stone, and we used to get our paycheck.
Did you cash his?
No, it wasn't a paycheck, unfortunately. It was just like a statement on dues or whatever.
Yeah. I would be running to the bank. Like,
yeah, yep. I wish I could. All right, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. By the way, as expected, Eugenio Suarez is not in the lineup for the Diamondbacks tonight.
No, I didn't think that he would be, Stoney. I didn't think that he would be playing at all, because I think that he got hit in the hand. He had the x-rays done. I've been hit in the hand before. I mean, it was baseball. It wasn't at this level, but it hurts. You got to wait for the swelling to go down to see whatever you can do, because you can barely grab hold of a bat. So I don't think that you're going to see him anytime soon. Maybe the next time you see him, he'll be in for another organization and another uniform. I don't think it's going to be for the Tigers. So, you know what? How about we do this quick on the fly? Let's do the 4 o'clock thing now, because I like that topic.
Okay, cool. I was just about to intro the 3 o'clock, but then we can do it 4 o'clock. Yeah. Sunday, baseball had their Hall of Fame inductions, and Ichiro spoke English, which was incredible. It probably took him the 5-year waiting period to figure out how to do it. And he was making jokes.
Or maybe he just didn't want to talk to the writers.
Well, that's a whole different thing. Because then they interviewed him afterwards, and he had his interpreter with him. And so anyway, and he made jokes about the Miami Marlins. His last year was with the Marlins. He goes, I didn't even know who they were. He was trying to be funny. He was really, really good. Speech. So, and it was CC Sabathia and the families of Dave Parker. Dave Parker's son looked just like him. And a guy who I grew up idolizing as a kid, Richie, call me Dick Allen. And he went in by the Veterans Committee or whatever they call that. Anyway, so I was thinking, and we have the Pro Football Hall of Fame coming up this weekend.
Lions playing the game Thursday.
Correct.
You can hear it here.
Yes.
And the Lions. 7-1.
And Dan Campbell said the Lions will not be going to the ceremony, which I wouldn't expect them. They would, because there is no Detroit players going to get in. Yes, Chargers might, because Antonio Gates, but.
Right. I'm just saying, because I guess this would have been the year you wanted Barry to go in, and they all would have been there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or Calvin, yeah. Then they would have all gone.
Right.
I get it.
Yes. All right. So I was thinking, what current Detroit athlete in any sport do you think will make the Hall of Fame of their particular sport? 248-539-9797. Now, there are some that have you still need a lot more before you can consider them Hall of Famers. So let's start, in my opinion.
Stoney, in my opinion, there's one. In this entire city, there's only one person that I'm putting in the Hall of Fame. Of the current players.
Yeah, right now.
One. That's it. There's a whole bunch of Hall of Goods.
Yes.
But Penei Sewell is the only one that I think is going into the Hall of Fame, hands down. Because my criteria for the Hall of Fame is very simple. When you say the name, the people around you all say, yeah. And they nod their head.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any hesitation, if there's any explanation, if there's anything that you have to do to sell this person in the Hall of Fame, they're not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
They're in the Hall of Great. They're in the Hall of Good. They're not in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Hall of Fame, you say a name, and if you said Tom Brady, yeah.
Right.
Hall of Fame.
Right.
You say Michael Jordan, yeah. Hall of Fame. LeBron James, yeah. Hall of Fame. Penei Sewell, to me, is the only one that I think everybody would be like, yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with you. There are other players on different teams that if their careers progress, you could see them in the Hall of Fame, but there's no guarantee. I think they're barring injury. They're the biggest lock, basically, to use that term, is Sewell.
Yeah.
Look, if Aiden Hutchinson has a year like he was the last 2 years, especially the year last year before he got injured, and he is dominant for 6, 7, 8, whatever.
And I was about to say,
you
got to at least give me 5, 6 years of being lights out.
Correct. Yes. Then, yeah. St. Brown, the way there's so many receivers, if he has, you know, 8 more years like this and he has some big moments maybe in a Super Bowl, maybe. 248-539-9797. There is nobody right now, in my opinion, with apologies to Kenny's favorite, on the Detroit Red Wings. Oh, well, I take that back. No, there is one lock who gets ahead of Sewell. But he spent most of his career somewhere else, and that's Patrick Kane.
Okay, yes. You're right. I don't see him.
Yes. That's a no-brainer.
Not going in as a wing.
Yeah, I don't think in hockey they even do that, though. It's only baseball, really, because they put it on the hat. But, yeah, I mean, Patrick, yes, you're right. Yes, Patrick Kane is the lock of all locks, more than even Sewell.
Yeah, but.
Because he's one of the greatest, first of all, players of this era, and he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, American player ever.
So, yeah, 248-539-9797 for the listeners out there. Which current Detroit athlete, any sport, will make the Hall of Fame? Because I only see one.
Right.
That's Sewell for me. Well, I guess two.
With Kane.
Kane, yes. But I guess I don't think of him as a lifetime Detroiter.
No.
Because if that's the case, then you can say, well, Matthew Stafford, because he played part of his career here, and then he left.
Well, he doesn't count because he's not playing here. But
that's
But Stafford's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Right? I mean, I think he's a lock. Because when he wants the Super Bowl and he keeps playing well and the stats, the numbers, he's a lock.
You think so? See,
yes.
Stafford is that hesitation for me. Like, you say Matthew Stafford and I can't say he's a lock. Yes, he's that Super Bowl is helping him.
Yeah, I think if without the Super Bowl,
but I guess if Eli Manning, well, he didn't make it yet, so
no, he didn't.
So, yeah, Stafford may make it, but it may not be that first ballot.
Stafford's body of work, career-wise, if you're looking at statistics, is way better than Eli Manning's.
Yeah, but Eli's got 2 rings.
I understand that.
And I
don't want to play the role who usually sits here.
He is the Patriot killer.
Yeah, exactly. that's about it. I mean, not to minimize what he did, but, you know. If certain things didn't happen, you know, he would have got 0, but they did. So, and give it credit. He had 2 amazing playoff runs. And I'm not saying the 2 Super Bowls is not better than 1, because it is, but I think career-wise, Matthew Stafford had a much better career. Maybe not much better, but a better career than Eli Manning.
But who are current Detroiters that belong in the Hall of Fame? 248-539-9797. Give us your phone calls. Give us your ticket texts. Let us know. I see one. I need to see more. Like to me, Scoobles on that pace.
Yeah, but.
But he's got to do this more. And then I don't know if he's going to be a Tiger.
Correct.
Now you're going to be, okay, well, which hat is he wearing?
He's going to be like Scherzer.
Or he's going to be like Verlander. Like, okay, well, because people, I think I was talking with Rieger, and he was just like, well, he's going to go in as a Tiger. I'm like, is he?
I think he will, because it's like twice as much with the Tigers as he is with
more success.
Houston. I'm more team. Well, he had individual success in both. So.
He did, but
yes,
team
success. He won 2 World Series.
They banged the drum, and he got a ring.
One World Series, right? Yeah, I know.
I've had this argument with Rieger all the time. I'm like, Rieger, you better brace yourself. I don't think he's going in as a Tiger.
He may, if he doesn't go in as a Tiger, he'll go in with a black hat, like I think Leland did.
Baseball.
Yes. Yeah. Like, the biggest one that pissed people off was Sparky.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, now Sparky won 2 titles.
One with the Reds.
Or 3 with the Reds. He won in 72, I think he won one.
Was it 75?
And then in 75 and 76, he won back-to-back. So he won 3 with the Reds, I believe, and he won 1 with the Tigers. But his time spent was much more in Detroit, number one. But
he was also on WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's true. You're right. That's Definitely.
I love it because you get these references.
Yes.
Nobody else will. Oh,
I know.
Dave is like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, him and Venus Flytrap, did mornings on WK. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, and Sparky, I think he should have gone in as a Tiger. But I still think he was pissed the way it ended here because they wanted him to manage, quote unquote scab ball players, and he didn't like it, and he did, and eventually he got in arguments with the Illich family, and it didn't end well.
Right.
And I think that's why he went in as a Cincinnati Red. 248-539-9797. There is another player that could be in the Hall of Fame, and I say could, but he has to take a lot, and he's going to be playing for at least another decade, I think. And if he plays another decade and gets better incrementally each and every year, and maybe somehow he has some sort of playoff success and maybe wins a ring, then that person might be in the Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you who that person is coming up next.
Look at that team. 97-1
the ticket. And that will be a Detroit Tiger lineup. We'll be facing a Arizona Diamondback team with no Eugenio Suarez. No surprise.
So does that mean he's coming to Detroit?
No.
or it just means he's sitting there with a bag of ice on his hand.
Yes.
I do have a few ticket ticks. Jake Rogers will be in the Hall of Fame.
What Hall of Fame? The Mustache Hall of Fame?
Somebody said that with a straight face?
Yes, they did. Jacob in Minnesota says, does AJ Hinch count?
We'll get to somebody's going to talk about that, so we'll get to that in a second.
Kirby Joseph in the Hall of Fame. Sal from Bloomfield.
I don't think so, but who knows? Still got a lot of careers, if he leads the league in interceptions for 5 straight years, then possibly.
Or no.
I mean, but I don't think so.
Or no.
Yeah, I was trying to be polite to the suggestion.
All right, here's a couple that really make sense. Cade and Lucas Raymond.
Okay, Cade was the one I was referring to in the tease. He has to, now look, the Basketball Hall of Fame, it seems pretty easy to get in, especially if you're good in both pros and college, but Cade, wasn't great his 1 year at Oklahoma State. He was good, obviously.
Right.
Pistons would have to win some titles. He'd have to be like a 5-time first team. No, he's not getting in the Hall of Fame, I don't think.
Who, Cade?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have to be a first team.
At least 5 times. Minimum.
You're probably talking about you have to be in the finals or, you go the Chris Paul route where you're there a lot,
right,
but you just don't make it.
Yeah.
David's buddy, Chris Paul, I'm sure.
I agree with David.
He has to retire first.
That's true as well.
As far as Lucas Raymond, I think it's too early, but is he a guy who's going to get at least, it seems like 500 goals is the minimum for a forward, and I don't know if he's on that pace yet.
Kenny, how difficult for the Hockey Hall of Fame?
In terms of making it?
Yeah.
It's fairly difficult. I mean, it's not the Hall of Very Good like a lot of other sports. It is truly the Hall of Fame.
Like the NBA is, if you can play
the Hall of Very Good,
if you play for 10 years, chances are you'll end up in the Hall of Fame.
Well, see, the NBA is weird. It's like, first of all, the way they do the Hall of Fame, you have to swear your firstborn away. Nobody knows who actually votes
right
in the Hall of Fame, and it changes every year. And they're sworn to secrecy.
So you categories too.
Well, right. There is,
because Yao Ming is in, but not as a player. It's like a contributor to the game.
Or an international. They have international players. They have the female players. They're not separated by college and pro, which is why I always thought that Rip Hamilton had a better case than Chauncey, because although Chauncey was an NBA Finals MVP, Rip was an MOP for UConn when they won. So you could go on and on those. Yeah, but the Basketball Hall of Fame is crazy. The Hockey Hall of Fame is weird. It's like they make you like Alexander McGillie. There were some people who thought he should have been in years ago. And then they have guys, you know, it seems for goalies, it's a certain amount of wins unless you're Chris Osgood. And I understand the Osgood thing because the numbers, he deserves it. The eye test tells you sometimes no, because you're sitting there going, well, what amazing save did he make that you'll always remember for the rest of your life? And there really isn't one. There's a game that I'll always remember the rest of my life that he played in, and that was...
But he didn't have his moment.
When he shut out the Dallas Stars when they won the Western Conference Finals in 1998, and you know the stop, whether he made the save or not at the end on Hossa when they won the Cup in 2008... Osgood, I think, because the numbers are better than Mike Vernon's, and they both have the same amount of cups, he should be in ahead of Mike Vernon, or at least if Vernon's in, Ozzie should.
Yeah, see, the one that always got me was just the baseball writers, because it's like...
Don't get me started.
It's just so pretentious. And the fact that, well, you know, no one can go in unanimously, like, why not? Why does somebody have to be that guy?
And the crazy thing is, though, the one person who is a freaking relief pitcher who deserves it. Don't get me wrong. Mariano Rivera was great. But then Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, Ken Griffey Jr. were not. Somebody actually decided not to vote for them.
Right. You know, I'm just going to abstain because you can't have 100% of the votes because things and stuff and we think we're important.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, well, yeah. No one gets in with 100%. It's like, why not?
And then you have the whole deal with, which I think the steroid guy should be in. I really do. I mean, it's time.
I say they should be because you knew it. Yeah. You when you covered them, when you wrote about them, you knew what they were doing. Yeah. Don't get all high and mighty. Don't get Jesus now.
And there was,
put them in.
And they were competing against a lot of players who never got caught that were doing it as well. It was the steroid era. If you want to put that on their plaques. It's like the whole thing with Pete Rose, and that's the oldest sports radio bit of all. I'm not going to get into whether he should be in or shouldn't be in. But I always thought he should be in, but it should say on his plaque,
banned
from baseball for gambling. And the same thing should be with the steroid guys.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, have a separate hallway. Have a separate area. No, seriously, have a separate area. Like, you made it, but you got to go over here, and people are going to know.
Like an escape room.
Yeah, because you're over here, there was some dirt on you.
Well, see, and I've never been, but isn't the Black Sox somewhere in the hall?
There's, well,
the mention of them?
Well, Rose, I was there years ago. But like Rose's stuff is there. It's just there's no plaque. He's not voted in. So some of the
you can't have it both ways. Can't have your cake and eat it too.
Of course.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Who's the Detroit athlete who should be in the hall? Who will be the next Detroit athlete in the Hall of Fame?
Well, this one's coming across the text, and I want to know what you think. I know he just retired and only played 7 seasons, but is it possible Ragnow is a Hall of Famer?
No. I don't think so. It's hard enough for centers to get in as is, let alone when you only play 7 years, let alone he was not the best center all those years.
Right. I mean, and when he was majority of his time, the Lions weren't good.
Correct.
Either. That hurts him.
Like, I think, I don't know if he will get in, but he probably, Jason Kelce will get in.
Right.
Because he's a key one. The Super Bowl.
Right, but I'm saying the Super Bowls that they got, he was there to success. That's why I'm saying Sewell, because the Lions are good, yes, he's in. If the Lions were sitting there at the bottom of the NFL like they've been for decades, we're not saying that.
No.
But because he's the right tackle on a team that's one of the best teams in football, I think he's going
to
get in.
Let's go to Andrew and Lyndon. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are wonderful to hear from you.
Hey, yeah, I'm doing good, too. Thanks for asking. Well, you know, we got to open our minds a little bit and not just think about athletes, but also managers and leaders. And I think of A.J. Hinch. We can talk all day about what athlete could have another great 10 years and go into the Hall of Fame. Then we'd have 50 Hall of Famers in Detroit right now. But as it stands right now, A.J. Hinch would be in the Hall of Fame if he retired tomorrow. you look at his track record.
Andrew,
he is one of the genius minds in the development of players in the use of modern baseball analytics.
Yes,
he obviously has a World Series title.
Andrew,
four out of 6 years as a divisional. Go ahead.
No. You're making great sense, and you know what? You could be his PR firm. AJ needs the Tigers to win the World Series so that, I hate to say it, he will have a legitimate World Series championship.
Right. I mean, I think it was legit. You could argue that. But the fact that it's not something that's going to be voted on by all the writers, it's going to be a special committee. I think he will be blackballed from the Hall of Fame because of the Astros cheating thing. I do.
So if he wins with the Tigers, then I think then you're right. He's in.
Say that again,
Andrew. Until the MLB actually strips his title officially, then it's just hearsay.
I don't think it's hearsay, but it's people's voting. I think it would be
I'm trying to think. Didn't he get some type of a punishment for
that? Yeah, he got, not by the baseball, from the league. I don't think the Astros fired him.
Right.
Because of it.
And he kind of had to sit out for, okay, but yes. He needs. Wins with the Tigers, he's in. Sonny, because here's the thing. At that point, it's almost like he has 1.5 World Series championships. We'll count this, even though it's a little bit of a scandal. David, cover your ears, earmuffs. It's like Michigan and their title.
You know what?
They won it, but it came under a cloud. So that's the there's no flag. There's no flag. And for the Astros, it's the same. Please, if the other guy was sitting right here, he would have shot that down and said, hell no, because he's still angry.
Right, because he beat his team.
Right.
I don't think he's getting in because of it. I don't.
You beat a New York team. Good luck with that.
Because you even pointed out how pretentious the sports writers are or who's ever going to be actually voting on that particular. There's no way.
And see, that's what I'm saying. If you can do it in Detroit and the last World Series they had was in 84, that counts as a feather in the cap.
97 won the ticket.